Team TXY has what you need to know to start your day. This is The Feed on the number one hit music station, 98BXY.
I'm not going to say I'm bitter, but I'm definitely going to say I'm bitter. Why do we keep reporting on all these people winning the lottery? None of them is me.
Better question is, how are all these people winning millions of dollars in the lottery? This is crazy.
Can we talk about the fact that an Orleans County woman hit the jackpot?
Yeah.
The New York State Lottery says that Nicole Williams of Knowlesville. She won $1 million, mm-hmm. the jackpot. She hit the triple-double-seven on the Hot Red scratch-off, and she's the fifth person this year to claim a jackpot of $1 million or more.
Wild.
So she's reportedly taking the lump sum payment. So with all the withholdings and everything, it's going to be
around... She gets $6.
No. It's like over half a million.
It's pretty solid. I think I haven't answered your question, by the way, about why you haven't won the lottery. Do you play the lottery?
No.
So that's going to be difficult for you to win if you don't play.
I have a very addictive personality. I don't want to develop a problem.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend it.
She's going to be paying off her debts with the money and then save the rest for her children. Good for her.
For sure.
Love that for Nicole.
This is huge. Scientists at Rochester Institute of Technology have made an amazing discovery. They have found a planet.
Hmm.
It's the nearest known, what they're calling, baby giant planet. So it's new. I mean, planetarily speaking, it's a newborn massive planet. It's only about 330 light years away from our solar system, and it's closer to Earth than any other similar planet to date. The discovery was published in the American Astronomical Society. I'm sure, Breezy, you get a copy every month, right?
Me and NASA.
Yep,
NASA. It's all relative. Piggybacking off yesterday's conversation, we were talking about when you realize...
Do you have to bring this up?
Yeah, I mean, it's the news story.
This hurts.
I'm reporting the news.
Where was this when I was a child?
When do you realize whether you're popular or unpopular? Yeah. I said a couple things. Corey had a former classmate write in and said that Corey, you seat lunch alone.
Again, revisionist history. The text was... That ask him if he remembers the time when he was eating lunch alone and a teacher came down to sit with him so he wouldn't be alone.
I missed the teacher details.
Yes, you made it seem like I always ate alone. Different.
But, Corey, great news because this week schools are taking part of No One Eats Alone Day. So school number 8 in Rochester had students learning about social isolation and the negative impact it can have on students, you know, health and academic performance. And they're encouraging students to demonstrate inclusion by interacting with one another and sitting with kids that they don't normally sit with at lunch. They found that, you know, social isolation leads to bullying and a lot of other mental health issues.
Yes.
And more than 2,500 schools are participating.
That's awesome.
And more than 1 million students are taking part in this to kind of reverse the idea of student isolation. So
I think that's something that that kids these days do a lot better of a job than kind of when I was a kid.
We've just grown as a society.
Yeah.
Into
absolutely,
this,
without a doubt.
This great little thing. And I'm happy to report something like that.
Selfish, this was not around when I was a kid, but I'm happy that those who need to experience what I experienced.
Mason will never go through this.
There we go, yes. And finally, in the Team PXY feed, certainly we hear all the time about retailers closing shops. So it's nice to hear the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
There are actually 7 new tenants going into the Pittsford Plaza. So 5 of the establishments are going to be first to our area, which include a wide variety of topics. We're talking like Under Armour is coming.
Oh, that's
a store.
Nice.
In addition to a spin, strength, and yoga studio. Also a Mexican eatery, a salon which specializes in lash extensions, and a swim school which will offer year-round swim lessons.
A swim school in the Pittsford Plaza?
Yeah, plus Five Below and Body Fuel are also coming. All that construction is underway.
Pretty cool stuff.
Next hour. In the TPXY feed, I know February break is coming. A lot of people probably have some vacation plans. I know a lot of those vacation plans tend to involve Disney.
Mm-hmm.
If you have kids, bad news about that.
Yeah. Also, we're talking about women going braless in the workplace. So
here we go.
Love that.
All right. Online, 98pxy.com. I actually think this story, I kind of want to do this for Savage or Sensible.
What is it?
There's a woman that says the guy behind her on a plane just kept punching her seat. And she is saying that he assaulted her. And she posted a video of this happening. You can see the video at 98pxy.com. I think there's a savage in this story, but I don't think it's the guy punching the seat.
Okay.
I think it's this woman based on watching the video myself.
What?
I'll explain.
I'll watch the video too.
Yeah, you watch the video at 98pxy.com, and there's definitely a savage or sensible to do just after 9 o'clock this morning. Also, I brought it up in my good feels earlier, the story of the salon manager gave her boss a kidney, so he gave her the store. Fantastic.
Mm, yep.
All that,
that story
and more. 98pxy.com. Still on the way. Yes, we have those Backstreet Boys tickets for you. Doing that around 7:50 this morning.
Everyone keep their pants on. Gosh.
But first.
It's crazy.
First, I'm going to need you to dig into your parenting blogs, Breeze, to get some thoughts on this. And would love to hear from some parents this morning, especially if you have multiple kids and those kids are both boys and girls.
Okay.
Would love to hear from you and your opinion of, do you parent your boys and your girls differently? Or is it kind of a, just to treat them the same?
And I kind of want to hear from parents who have both a boy and a girl that are super close in age.
Because yeah.
Because I have a brother.
Yeah, you have a brother, right? I thought you could have some perspective on this.
But we have 3 years of an age gap in between us.
So it's a little different, yeah.
So I'm leaning more on our age for parenting differences.
Than your genders.
But if you have two children, a boy and a girl, and they're super close in age, maybe they're twins, what have you, Irish twins.
yeah.
You know, I mean, no judgment. I want to hear from you. It is.
It's interesting considering that our society is becoming a little more gender fluid.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to parenting, do you still have different tactics? And what are those? I bring this up because of a book that I started reading after it was suggested to me. But jump in.
Corey's basically a philosopher now.
Jump in. No, I'm reading. No. Jump in. 222-9800. That's our phone number. Or the ClipPXY Safe Text Line at 69822.